The next kinnah here is Klal Yisrael's position, Klal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that they speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as godless. As mentioned before, we went through the kinnah of Bitinu and so on. Klal Yisrael Sashir as Yisrochois, Klal Yisrael is the one that is Atem Edai, Kodesh Seidim is Balpeh, and so on. That's the Mitzvah Klal Yisrael. On Tefillah is the most frequent. Tefillah is the core dibur of Klal Yisrael Kapa Kodesh Baruch Hu. The fact that we face Kodesh Baruch Hu with Tefillah and every day and so on, that's our core expression. Tisha B'Av has a special problem. It says Sosam Tefilosi Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't say Slichas, even though it's a tiny tzibur, a real tiny tzibur. We don't say Kiskabel Slois Hain. There's a myriad of tefillah on Tisha B'Av because it's finished. Klal Yisrael is Nelam Doim. HaKadosh Baruch is not listening, and we are in the Bechina Vayidomar. So, to be mispalel directly, we have a problem. So we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't listen to us, if our tefillahs are blocked out, there are other Diburim in the Bria. Look at the monster that is cursing a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mila Vashamayim. Ushma Shaga Serecha Imrim Oru Ordei Seicha Hashamayim. The whole kinnah goes with that pattern. In other words, the Gemara says that the Hamula Shal Roimi makes a tremendous noise, and if the sun's noise wouldn't block it out, you become deaf from that noise, and you become deaf from the noise of the sun, and together you cancel each other out. In other words, there's a need sometimes for a sound, like you have white noise, or you need a sound to cancel out another sound. If Klal Yisrael is not davening, the world is not neutral. The world is resounding to the sounds of the niyutz and giduf and chiruf v'omus oilam. So we're asking, we're telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, listen to us, because this is the Bria today on Tisha B'Av, when the voice of Klal Yisrael is silent, you have all of these other sounds of all the monstrosities of the Bria.